Hello and welcome into Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio. Every week we're here. I'm Clara Apollo, your host this week, alongside our brilliant breathwork mama, Kathy Bell. And we've got another one of our Wake Up Mother community with us here, Carrie Myers. So cannot wait to get into this conversation for you. Now, Mother Speaks is an unapologetic deep dive and occasionally stumbling journey into the mother energy, from mothering children to businesses and the wisdom of Mother Earth herself. So this is a show where mothers meet to speak about things that matter on topics across the board, from birthing babies, books and new projects, to parenting children, animals and oneself, of course, plus all the conundrums of identifying as being a woman in this day and age. So we are a community called together to co-author this book that is like, oh, really nurturing and nourishing so many women since its release a couple of weeks back. This is, I'm talking about Wake Up Mother, and you can find out more about that and our community on wakeupmother.com. But here on the radio show and podcast, we are a collective circle of four creatrixes. We're mothers at varying stages of parenthood and project development. And last week you heard from Sarah Lloyd with Zoe Foster and Nicola Humber, who is the mama of the Unbound Press, which our book has been birthed through. And she's not a mum of a child. So this is a very interesting conversation that they have, because I think in one part she talks about having felt like she'd skipped the mother bit. She'd gone from maiden into queen crone. And then throughout the conversation, she realized how Sarah and Zoe were speaking with her that, in fact, her mothering is in this birthing the books process. So a really lovely episode if you want to listen again on demand here on UK Health Radio or on podcast, as I said. But anyway, on this episode, as I said, we've got fellow contributee, Carrie Myers is here. So let me just introduce her to you from her bio. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see beautiful picture of our lovely book. We're just getting hold of it. I know, Carrie, you've not managed to get yours over in the States yet, but
not yet.
It's coming. I know it's coming. So Carrie is based in the US, you see. That's why she hasn't got her book yet. And she's a yoga instructor and former studio owner, poet and program developer. And she also has a Master of Social Work degree and is a native of Asheville, NC. Where's that?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. Oh, there's a song about Carolina. I won't go into that now.
There's a few.
Can we play that one?
Yeah, that would be fun.
And
so you're a mum of three, and Kathy, you're a mum of one, and I'm a mum of one as well. And we were saying that, you know, you kind of sometimes feel if you're only a mother of one, that you're not really a proper mother. And that we spoke into in a previous episode, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, certainly.
We had to own our
so three babies. That's huge, Carrie.
Yes, three, exactly. And so you're a yoga instructor as well. Anyway,
yes.
Read more about it in that. But so the topic of this show is going to be connected around Carrie's story of how she felt like she really let her children down. In fact, your chapter in the book is called, isn't it? It is called, tell us what it's called.
Apologizing to My Children.
Exactly. And so I was really intrigued by the title of that, and how many of you listening feel like there are times when you've really let your children down. You kind of question, did I do enough? Did I do the right thing? You know, being a mum, you often think there's always more that you could have given. But Carrie, you had a specific situation that occurred, didn't you, that made you go into a dive. So could you tell us a little bit about that, an overview for us here?
Yes, absolutely. In 2014, I discovered my husband was having an affair, and it really threw me for a loop. And I kind of just shut down. I kind of just left the world into my own little space of pity and wallowing and self-loathing, even. So I spent a lot of time running away. Like, I would just pack my bags and go away for a couple of nights, or and they would be taken care of. Don't jump to conclusion that I just left my kids. My youngest was 9 at the time. So they're about 2.5 years apart. And so, I would just run away. And I spent a lot of time with a friend who was also in a bad state. And we spent a lot of time drinking and crying and talking. And I just kind of checked out of life. I stopped cooking like I had, stopped really taking care of myself, and taking care of my home like I had at one point. And, kind of just left them emotionally high and dry, I believe.
Wow, thank you for sharing.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry, Clara. I just talked over you then, but it was so moving to read. Like you open your chapter and it just goes zoom straight into the thing, straight into the story, and it just goes straight into the story, and it is so beautiful the way that you are so vulnerable and honest. Really speaks to me because I'm kind of in that way. I'm like, let's just tell everyone everything.
Right.
There's definitely. I related to that then. And yeah, Clara, what we and I just wanted to say thank you, first of all, for your contribution to Wake Up Mother. It was really, really beautiful to be so vulnerable, because I think so many of us do that to some extent at different times, whether it's through bereavement, like with my husband, he did literally did what you did. Through bereavement, I think that happens a lot more than we talk about. And yeah, I think it does happen more than we maybe let on, and that guilt that is there. Pass you back to Clara, because I just wanted to get that in. I've been dying to say that to you.
Thank you. Thank
Yeah, well,
you.
it's the grieving piece, isn't it? And thank you, Kathy, for speaking a bit about your story as well. And this, how do we process a situation that's affected us so deeply when we've got others to care for? Whereas, one of the threads that's running through Wake Up Mother is how we care for ourselves, how we mother ourselves. And when you have a shock like that, any kind of shock, so like for you, Carrie, out of the blue shock, and for you, Kathy, as well, when your husband's father died just as you'd given birth to your babe. Is that's come up, you can't prepare for that. It is a shock. So how can you mother yourself through shock?
It's extremely hard, because it also feels like, you have spent your time taking care of everybody else and you have forgotten to take care of yourself. And so, stepping out of life and checking out gave me the space to, I wasn't taking care of myself in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways I was taking the time, away from real life, away from all my duties, to be with myself and to be with that friend who is also going through grief in a different way. And we just chose to do it in a terrible way, turning to alcohol and lots of tears and running away, but running toward each other. But I did. I left my kids kind of, flailing around trying to figure out where mom went, because I was a stay-at-home mom, and I was always there for them, and I still took them to school, and I still, they were still well fed, and all the programs and activities. I did all that, but there was just times I was like, nope, I'm out, I'm done. And I would check out. So I think there's a, I just chose a very, very crazy way, for lack of a better word, to begin to take care of myself and realize that I hadn't taken care of myself for all those years.
Well, I'm just going to say, I don't think it is a crazy way. I think it was your way. And, so alcohol has its uses, and it's like that's, and you had a friend that was in a situation that was similar. So you were like holding each other in whatever expression of that you needed. And that That was amazing that you had her, right? You had each other.
Very grateful for her.
Sorry, I loved what you said there, Carrie, about how you ran away, but you were kind of running towards yourself. Yeah. Because this, you know, it is that self-preservation, isn't it? To remove yourself from the painful situation and from those responsibilities. And like you said, Clara, how do we navigate motherhood, fatherhood responsibilities, parental responsibilities when we are under extreme pressure or going through deep emotional turmoil? How do we do that in a way that still supports those that we care for, so our children, in essence? And you know, I'm going to drop something in here, because something that saved me, you know, and I don't know if this resonates for you guys, and maybe will, but I have a friend, Lisa Hillier, and she was a kind of a teenage mom. You know, she had her daughter's like 21, and she's like, you know, in her early 40s, and so she was like, she chose me for a reason. You know, she chose this life, like her soul chose this life, and so we can't get it wrong here. Like, it would just, you know, she chose to come and experience this. And that took a lot of the pressure off, I think, certainly for me, and in general, whenever I think, God, I'm a shit parent, or whenever I think, God, I'm a bad parent, I think, you know, I think of that conversation I had with that friend, who reminded me that, yeah, we're all here having our own experience. And at some point, wherever that is in the cosmos, up in the light, we decided what we wanted to come and experience. Mm. And I think the guilt is able to be alleviated, or give some spaciousness, I think, to the very societal guilt that is placed upon us.
Mm. Right.
Whether it's perceived or whether it's actually real, you know, because I've still not got into that with you, of whether or not your guilt or the feelings that, you know, that you may have around that situation were perceived, or whether anybody said anything to you, you know. And that, maybe that's something we can get into in section two, but, you know, were there judgmental looks and, you know, things that were said that maybe, exacerbated the whole situation?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because my daughter and I recently had a conversation, and she's 18 now. She just graduated from high school. And, you know, I was talking to her a little more about this and rereading the piece in the book. And she was like, but I'm the person I am now because of this.
Yes.
And she's a very old soul, and she's very much enlightened, way beyond her years. I was like, Lord, if I knew what you knew at that age, like, oh, things would have been different. And we all walk our path, right? We all walk our path we're meant to walk. But she saw that. She saw that she wouldn't be the person that she was without this.
What wisdom. And we will continue to explore this realm in the next part of the show, but we need to go to a track now. And so I wonder, Carrie, have you got a track that you'd like to share with listeners? And if you have, what's it called and why have you chosen it?
It's called Oh Love, and it definitely expresses the turmoil, because of course I love my children very much, but I have that inner turmoil within myself. So that song very much sums up how love can tear us apart.
So we'll be back with Carrie Myers, Kathy Bell, and myself, Clara Apollo, here on Mother Speaks after this beautiful track.
Oh, love, oh, tearing me apart from the inside out, so I can see myself from the inside. Oh, love, oh, tearing me apart from the inside out, so I can see myself from the inside.
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're still here with us on Mother Speaks with me, Clara Apollo, and my co-host, Kathy Bell, and our guest, Carrie Myers, that's calling in from the US today. And we're all part of the Wake Up Mother community, and we're here on UK Health Radio. And before those station messages, you heard that beautiful track called Oh Love by Isla Nerio. Oh, I just adore so many of her tracks. We love her. And actually, you can catch up with our listings. We've got a load of tracks that we pop on our Mother Speaks Spotify list. So, you know, do get in there if you fancy having a listen in to some more. Quite a variety, a different range. But anyway, I'm digressing along the musical avenue. And what I want to come back into is this really key point about the expectation or the shame or the guilt, the fear around being a mother, you know, that what we think we should be doing. Ah, I said the should word. Ooh.
you did.
And what actually can we trust, you know, that I am enough. And so this is leading to Carrie telling us her story around, you know, not feeling like she needed to apologize to her children. So that piece, so we'd like to pick up that piece about shame and expectation and motherhood. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to lead into a question with that, Carrie, but I wanted to say, we were just chatting in between around how I was like, did you actually say you felt guilty? And we deduced, I'll use that word, that I have, you know, I've made that assumption because you talk about apologizing, you talk about feeling like you'd let them down or that you've done them a disservice essentially. And so, my question came to how old your children were when the story that you tell in the chapter, how that all unfolded and what ages they were.
They were, my daughter was 12 and my sons were 14 and 16. My daughter had found my journal on my bedside table, which I normally would not leave there, but it was the journal that had like all my rants, all the things in it. And so then she talked to her brother about it and he was the middle one. And we all know how those middle children are. I am one myself. And they discussed it and he confronted me at the door as I came in one evening, just like I walked in the door and he was standing there and he asked me, who is Kelly? And I was just like, I just melted, crumbled on the steps. And he asked me why I hadn't left his dad.
Wow, and powerful.
Yeah. And then I looked at him and he knew. I mean, of course, my kids are one of the reasons that I wouldn't leave. And we are still together now. We have worked through so much and he has worked through so much individually, as have I. But yeah, they're ultimately, guilt is the word. Mm. Yeah. I spruced it up a little bit in the book and danced around it, But ultimately, there was a lot of guilt around how I was during that time as their mother.
So when was this the beginning of the healing when they found out? Because it's like you didn't have to hide it anymore. Is this what then began to help you move through this shock and trauma?
Yes, because I didn't have to hide anymore, right? They knew. They when we actually sat down with the kids the next evening, all three of them, and had a conversation. And it was like I was able to exhale at that point. And then I was like, I am affecting my kids, because we like to be in denial too. Like, oh, I'm hiding all this stuff and I'm protecting my kids. And no, I wasn't hiding it.
Oh, well, I'm going to jump right on in.
Jump on in.
because you know, I don't have that bone in my body. Like, oh, I'm protecting my kids, because I grew up in my parents divorced when I was five. Mm-hmm. And I'm intuitive, highly sensitive. You know, even though I was 5, 6 years old, I knew what was going on. I just didn't have the, you know, what was going on, you know, understanding. And was never told anything. You know, never told any truths, never explained things to my mother, like bless her soul, thank you so much. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, so many decisions that she made, you could kind of go, wow, that wasn't the right decision to make. But actually, in reflection, it was, you know, even for down to kind of, she never badmouthed my dad. And I think that's a really great thing, but she allowed me to discover the level of, she allowed me to discover what my dad was going to be like for me, you know, like she allowed me to find that all out by myself, which again, very, very admirable. And you know, I think people make choices for all kinds of reasons, but I felt like I grew up in the dark, but knowing things, but nobody would tell me anything.
You can't actually hide something as strong as that, can you?
No,
there's that, and the language of the chi behind it all, the energy, you can feel it, especially if you're an empath. Yes. You've got this confusion. It's like, why aren't the adults talking about something? I don't know. I can feel it. Who do I speak? You know, it's confusing, isn't
confusing.
It?
Confusing, yeah.
It's that thing about like, I don't tell someone because I want to protect them. It's like, but then they find out and it's worse than ever. So there must have been something like that going on for you there, Carrie, while you're going through your own process with your friend of like, I'm not ready to talk about this in my family yet. But I guess there must have been something within you that you knew at some stage that would have to happen.
Yes. Yes. Now that I know what I know through my spiritual growth and my healing journey, like that energy just it came out regardless of what I was presenting, right? Like that energy is just there. And they felt it. I'm sorry, what was the question?
I was going to say, now you've had those conversations with them, if they've grown up, have they said to you, like, mom, we knew what was going on? Like,
no, they knew something was going on, but they didn't, they couldn't pinpoint it, you know? And I felt like a lot of the harm was from me as opposed from what my husband did, you know, having an affair. I felt, because I, you know, I was always supposed to be there for them, and I was the stay at home mom, and he always traveled and he always worked. So him being gone wasn't a huge ordeal for them. But talking to them, you know, of course, my oldest, he's very introverted, and he's like, it's fine, mom, it's fine. You know, my middle one was like more the fury kind of person. And then my daughter, she just takes it all in and has to process it. And then, you know, we talk about it. So it helped me learn my kids a little more too, and how to talk to them in a very adult way, even though they were still very young. So there's a lot of good that came out of it, even though it, at the time it felt like my heart was being ripped out of my chest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was gonna kind of say, or ask maybe, and again, this is a little presumptuous, but I wonder if it brought them closer together in a way. They had that shared experience. I always wondered that about having siblings. I'm an only child. My daughter's an only child. And so, you know, I was long for someone to experience, you know, what I've experienced. So I wonder if that's true for your children.
Yeah, my, I'm sorry. That is, my phone connects to my laptop. Anyway, my middle one and my youngest are really close. Again, my oldest is very introverted, so he just takes everything in. He's a lot like his dad. But I think, I mean, they're super close now. And as I'm getting ready to become a grandparent, so he is now.
Wow.
He'll be 20. Yes. So he'll be 21 in June, and their baby is due in May. And yeah, like it just, I'm going to be able to see like how he parents now and really like understand my impact on him.
Yeah.
Because I already see it with his relationship with his girlfriend and how he and she communicate and how he asked me even to help them communicate sometimes when they're, you know, not seeing eye to eye. And I'm like, okay, if I have healed something to help them have a better relationship in their future, then maybe I know that what I went through and what they went through is all like, there's an end game, right? Like they're definitely benefits and you know, shining stars through all that. At the time it didn't feel like it, but you know, we go through stuff to grow through stuff, and if we get over it, we miss that whole, we miss the blessing in the mess. So
yeah, it's like you were in that together. You learned how to communicate because it was vitally important to do that. And through that came the strength of your bonds now. And then, as you say, this is going to be carrying on through the next generation. So at the time, this shock for you was like, I cannot imagine how you must have felt. But to even the blessings like years in advance, you weren't thinking that at the time, you having to deal with that. But how you have alchemized it into something within your family that has become a place that has helped you become closer and more honest and heartfelt communion with one another, really, because you care, because that mother and energy showed you what it needed to be for your particular family unit. And you know, our kids choose us for their reasons. Their little souls are ready to come in. You know, I split up with my child's father when he was 2 and a half and had to navigate that whole having a, and, you know, his dad, you know, never bad-mouthing him or doing my best to not bad-mouth him. But, you know, because I knew that my lad was going to be listening and that's his father. And actually they've got a great relationship and that's actually nothing to do with me.
Right.
You know, so it is that, where is the gold, or trusting that the gold is there as you go through the honest, like facing up on what, how it's affecting you. And then, as you said, apologizing to your kids from that place of taking responsibility for your action and then giving them a chance to speak into that and let them know how they're feeling. I mean, wow.
Yeah, at the time it didn't feel that way, but looking back on it, we're, you know, and knowing where I am from where I was, I don't even recognize that person that I was during those years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hope other people see that in me too, right? I hope they're able to see the growth and the peace that I've found, and then in turn, like, how my kids have used that to to become the people they are today.
Exactly. And we've got another track to play you that is very connected to this topic. And then we'll come back with Carrie and talk a little bit more about how she got herself out of this hole, you know, what tools and techniques that she used. So I think you've chosen another track, isn't it? Which I just love the title of, which is When God Made You My Mother.
Yes. Yes.
This is by Riley Roth. So enjoy this and we'll be back with Kathy, Carrie and myself, Clara, after this.
I bet you could have used a minute, just a little time alone. But you let me be your little shadow, following wherever you would go. Then I got a little older, and you gave me space to grow. I don't ever seem to tell you enough, but I want you to know. When God made you my mother, He knew who I'd need. When He picked you from the others, He could already see that you secrets, and you never ever judge. And when I'm falling in my weakness, you give me strength to stand back up. No amount of miles could separate us, no place where I don't feel your love. You say I'm the gift that heaven gave you, but mama, I'm the lucky one. 'Cause when God made you my mother, He knew who I'd need. When He picked you from the others, He could already see that you would be my hero and everything I wanna be. When God made you my mother, He was being good to me. If I'm ever a mother, I wanna be like you. If He picks me from the others, I'm gonna try.
Station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Mace. Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both Lauren is always Mark. Better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So you're back here on Mother Speaks with me, Clara Apollo, and my co-host Kathy Bell, and our guest Kathy Myers. Sorry, and our guest. And our guest, Carrie Myers. And we are all part of the Wake Up Mother community. And we're talking into the topic of apologizing to our children, particularly Carrie's story about how her husband had had an affair. And there's various different shoots coming off of this conversation. So I'm going to hand over to Kathy for her question next. And let's see where this takes us to.
Yeah, so I was just speaking to Carrie a little in the break about this coming up to 10 years. So, this, you know, husband cheated in 2014. So we're almost at that 10-year marker. And I remember it being 10 years, you know, traumatic incident happening in our family, you know, that disrupted the marriage. And I remember that 10-year period. That was 2021 for me. So I just wondered how, first of all, I'm interested in your journey in those 9 years. And how were you spiritual? Were you open spiritually then? And are you now? And was that part of your awakening? And all of that in between. So how are you feeling moving up to that 10-year period? And just talk to us a little bit about the journey that you've been on.
Yeah, I would like to think I was spiritual then. But nothing like I am now. So it's definitely opened me up to a very spiritual side. Even just the meditative places, because I'm like, I don't need to meditate. I got this. And, you know, I say my prayers at night before bed and, you know, pray over my kids before they went to school and all that. But I'm in a totally different space right now. And of course, I did take yoga teacher training during that time, which was very profound, and it helped me get through the roughest parts. Yeah. I even opened a yoga studio, and the people that I met in the yoga studio helped me in so many ways become stronger, and just the wisdom that they bring. Especially some of my yoga teachers that I became really close with. You know, after I apologized, had a conversation with my kids, I realized that I need to go on a healing journey. So in 2018, I got my own personal therapist. We found, like, we had been through so many marriage counselors, it was not even funny. And I would leave just ripped to pieces every time. And finally found a marriage therapist that, you know, really tried to bring us together as opposed to this blaming game that I felt like was being played. I told my husband that I gave him 6 weeks. I was like, you need to find a therapist that you resonate with, and you need to heal some of these childhood wounds, and you need to heal some of your insecurities, because I'm not going to work on myself and heal and then come back into a marriage that is still broken because you haven't done your part. And he did. And of course, we are still together at this time. We actually just went to Paris, and it was phenomenal. He gave me a new ring because I told him I would never put my engagement ring and my wedding band back on because he didn't know what it meant. Oh. And that's very harsh, I understand. But he did good.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But along with all that, you know, I found a deeper meaning in meditation, a deeper meaning in my yoga practice. 2020 brought to light that writing is really a strength of mine. So it helped me as I write these stories, it helps me realize how much I have healed. And in turn, telling my story, if it helps one other person, then it's worth it that I have gone through what I've gone through to make one other person's path a little easier on their healing journey. So, yeah.
Thank you. And of course, sorry, Clara, what are you going to say?
It was the writing piece.
Oh, okay. I was going to go down the forgiveness route, actually. So maybe we have time for both.
Maybe we do. So it's the power of journaling.
Yes,
This
I was going
is,
to pick that up. Thank you.
yeah. And I know that your journal sort of was what outed you in the end. But I know personally also that when we can get it out of ourselves, when we can write, when we can ream, when we can riff, when we can rant, we can just get somewhere. It's so helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of journaling, and in turn, I have developed a program with teens and middle-aged women around yoga, meditation, and journaling. And that's it. I tell the kids, I'm like, if you just have to write it out and burn it or rip it to pieces, just get it out.
Yes.
But you don't have to share your journal with anybody else unless they, seek it out.
Or you accidentally leave it on your nightstand.
There's that. But yeah, journaling. I have journals that I started when I was like 10, 11 years old.
Wow.
And it's funny looking back through them, like you can see my mood based on my handwriting. Oh, I was really upset, or I was really in a flow. Like it's more than just the words that you put on the
Oh,
paper.
you are so right. It's not about typing, is it?
No.
Oh, this is so interesting because I press really hard with the pen and it almost like,
Right.
and then other times it's got this flow and it's like, oh, I'll just draw a little picture here and this little, and that's the expression, like as it comes through you, as along with the words, there's the energy. And when we is that isn't that that flow of energy down through our hands, through the pen and ink onto the page? Or I mean, something Zoe, our co-host, she's an immersive artist, so to see her on her canvas, she gets completely involved. Her whole body gets like, yeah, gets on it in it. And that's a really important thing. So we're just thinking about anyone listening that it might be going through this, what has helped Carrie, what has helped us as well, Kathy and myself, Clara, is that to express through movement, through sound, through words, and anything else.
Music.
Music, Carrie, but I was going to pick up yoga, the importance of that. I think we've skipped over that. That was such a part of your healing journey.
Absolutely.
Yoga, we never underestimate
Absolutely.
how that practice can unlock and transform and release those emotions from our body. Because of course your journaling has that process of helping us to move the energy, but then so too does yoga. So too does meditation. So too does, connecting with the breath. So I really rate, I think most people rate yoga as a practice, but I just want to bring it back because, I think it's a really rateable practice that we should never ever dismiss. It's something simple that most people in most bodies can access. And
If they can't, you've got Qigong.
yes,
Right.
exactly.
Or you can do both.
There's a story there.
Right.
Breath work. Yeah.
Right.
It all is moving that energy through us. And which is also like one of my little sayings that I tell people is that you don't get over something, you get through it. And letting it, you have to feel it. You have to let it go through you, and you don't get to suppress it because it will come back and bite you.
Hard.
Definitely. Yes.
Ain't that the truth? So, oh, Carrie, this is such a rich topic, and we're going to carry on talking about this after this interview has ceased for UK Health Radio, because on our Substack channel, our Wake Up Mother underscore, no, that's the Instagram, Wake Up Mother underscore community. The
Substack is,
Substack one is the wakeupmother.substack.com, where we
very
have
simple.
little actually some about 15, 20 minutes of chat afterwards, after we've pressed pause, and then Kathy can swear and we
And
can rant and
tell
we can
rude
giggle and
stories.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all that
So
stuff.
if you yeah but here on UK Health Radio, let's just ask Carrie, so if people want to find out more about you and what you do, where do they go?
I have a author page and a website, carriemyersauthor.com. My program, my yoga, meditation, and journaling program is yourselfprogram.com. You can find me on Instagram at CJ Myers Poet. And then our latest book, the one that I started, I guess, is Soul Shine Unbound dot Soul Shine Unbound, and that's on Instagram also. So and we're recruiting for Sensual Soul Shine. So if you ladies want to join me in Sensual Soul Shine, we can talk about that.
Okay. Ooh, that's
And
really juicy.
Soul Shine is another Unbound book.
Yes. Yes, she's an unbound mama, aren't you? And I must just say something about community, because when you spoke about your yoga training and getting into yoga studio and the other yoga teachers, it's that call to being in community where you can be held, you can be mothered by your friends and by the other teachers. You know, this call to community is huge right now. We are not supposed to do this stuff on our own, particularly the difficult bits. So I just really felt that when you were saying that.
Yes, and this Wake Up Mother, all the authors in this book are that they feel like I feel like I'm being held by them,
Yes.
as were the Soul Shine ladies. And we're still, we're still bonded because we have this journey that we've been on, and we can all relate to all the pieces in each of these books. And so that's what makes us all just gather around as in a big hug, right? Like we're here for each other.
Yeah, a big huddle, and where we can be honest and unapologetic who we really are. And that is so refreshing, that the space for all aspects of ourselves to come out, be held and salved. You know, we often work through our stuff when we can be witnessed, when it can come out, and even like a little bit of an apology. Sorry, I had a bit of an old rant there. Didn't mean it. Don't take it personally. And that thing about apologizing to your kids became one of the biggest sort of intentions to heal, maybe an ancestral wound. You never know. That might have been why you were given that. Yeah. Anyway, if you've enjoyed listening to this episode of Mother Speaks, please tell your friends. And if you'd like to listen again, you can on demand here on UK Health Radio and on their podcast stream on all the major platforms. But we also have a Spotify playlist handily called Mother Speaks, containing tracks from the show so far and ones that we want to share with you. So Mother Speaks is part of our Wake Up community, and you can find out more about that on wakeupmother.com and our interactive portal at wakeupmother.substack.com, where you can catch up with the latest Wake Up Mother news, including listening to us on Mother Speaks Unplugged. Who knows what we're going to chat about next, with after show raw and sometimes explicit content indeed. But we also have an Instagram channel, which is wakeupmother_community, and we'd love to hear from you. If the conversations we have, if this piques interest or you have reflections, you'd just like to drop us a line, we'd really love to keep this conversation going. So many thanks to Kathy, my gorgeous co-host.
Thank you, Clara, you legend.
Okay. And to our lovely guest here, Carrie Myers, and just feels so delicious to connect with you in this way.
Thank you both. It's been a pleasure.
And we're going to continue this. I'm dying to ask you about forgiveness. So.
That's what's coming up on the unplugged version. But next, here on UK Health Radio's rolling streams of healthy shows, it's the Menopause Sisters. So remember, you have a vast, untapped, fertile field of mother energy within you, regardless of what or how you choose to mother. It's just waiting to be honored by you, for you, and the rich families you are co-creating. See you next time.